And that's going to tie us back to a story that we're going to be having and talking about when we come back from our commercial break regarding Mr. Stephen Magritz about getting an investigation done about some files missing from a court clerk's office, and revolves around real estate property regards. And it's led us to another story that's going to be developing out in Wisconsin about how a title insurance and trust company, I think it was First American Title and Trust Company, one of their officers forged a document and caused one individual all kinds of trouble. And we're going to be opening up an investigation on that very shortly across the next few weeks, because we're going to go back to Wisconsin, because right now when we started to lift up some of these rocks in Wisconsin, we're finding a whole bunch of like rattlesnakes underneath these rocks. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take out my sledgehammer. I'm going to smash these rattlesnakes, because they're leading right back up to good old James Doyle. This is attorneybusters.com. This is Gene 40. This is InfoJustice, 888-211-6035. Listen to the program today. It's going to be fun. And just remember, we can take our courts back. Yeah. He was questioning those property taxes. And then what happened was, when he actually filed an answer to the lawsuit placed against him by the county of Ozaukee over in Wisconsin for this property, what he did was he filed an answer. But when he filed that answer, he said that that answer was taken from the court clerk files by the county attorney. And then when he tried to get other individuals to address that problem, no one would do that, and he got a runaround. Well, what I did was I started to investigate the matter myself. And I interviewed the corporate counsel out there, a man by the name of Mr. Dennis Keneally. And Mr. Dennis Keneally did, in fact, tell me in a recorded telephone conversation that he did remove clerk court files from the clerk court office. That is not to take place at all. So what I then did was I started to go through a process of trying to get this matter investigated. And I got to tell you, I have received an absolute runaround here that is really ridiculous. And not only ridiculous now, I will show you that now it's come to a situation whereby the DA's office out there, the district attorney's office in Ozaukee County, has threatened me with phone harassment charges. But let me take you through some processes of some phone calls so you can hear these things for yourself. This is a call that I first made to the DA's office out there in Ozaukee County.
DA's office.
Yeah, hi. Ms. Sandy Williams, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, Gene 40 from attorneybusters.com.
Let me check and see if he's available.
Thank you.
Sir?
Yes?
Is this on Magritz?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we had already told you of a contact name for this.
You want me to contact Mr. Worth?
Yes.
To have him prosecute a criminal investigation against Mr. Keneally. And
yes,
this is what Mrs. Williams is saying I should do.
Yes.
Okay, now that was the DA's office. And as you can see, I did contact them about twice before. And in my conversations with them twice before, I was getting this runaround from them saying, well, no, let me check someplace else. Let me talk to somebody else. And then they told me to contact a Mr. Sandy Gus Worth, who is the chairman of the County Board of Supervisors, who happens to be Mr. Dennis Keneally's boss. Well, let me play the segment of where I had a conversation with Mr. Sandy Gus Worth.
Did Mr. Keneally commit a violation of any state law?
I believe he certainly did.
Okay, then it's through the district attorney to investigate whether he did or not.
But you as his supervisor would be the person responsible for reporting that activity to the DA.
If he came in late every day and did not accomplish his work, then yes, it would be mine. But
well, let me ask you this question.
If he sped on the way to work,
mm-hmm.
If he was speeding, it is not mine.
Well, let me ask you this question. If Mr. Keneally, the County Board of Supervisors, and you people are handling money...
We don't handle any money.
Let's say that Mr. Keneally, under your employment, committed a crime, embezzlement, or some type of fraud. Wouldn't you be responsible to report that crime or activity to the DA's office yourself on
that
your employee?
That would be state law if I saw it.
Or if somebody told you about it or asked you to investigate
No, on hearsay, if it were on hearsay, And I heard about how many times our gravel trucks have dropped stones off and have snowplows, have hit mailboxes. If it's on hearsay, no. If I saw it, yes.
So if I send you a copy of the recording of Mr. Keneally saying that the clerk
all
filed...
hearsay. Number one, Mr. Forte, and I'm going to have to go back to my original. You have to find out if there was a law that was broken.
Well, if okay, maybe what I should do is this. Maybe I should send you a copy of the interview I did with Mr. Keneally so you can hear what he said about having the court clerk files at his office.
I don't have to hear him. I mean, it would be hearsay.
Well, no, it wouldn't be hearsay if Mr. Keneally is saying that.
Why are we trying this on the phone? I'm trying desperately to help you.
Oh, yeah, he's trying very desperately to help me. All right, so now we have Mr. Gusworth saying, well, you know, if he's seen one of his employees run over a mailbox, I guess, then he should be able to report that. But he considers a tape recording that I have of Mr. Keneally telling me that he removed the clerk of court files from the clerk of court records, that would be hearsay? Yeah, well, you know, Mr. Wirtz is very correct. He's certainly not an attorney, and I think anybody out there listening to this would have to be wondering, what's that man smoking? Well, let's go on to the next segment here of a conversation with Mr. Wirtz about, again, this DA. Now, remember, these are the conversations that I'm having with Mr. Wirtz, and he keeps on telling me to go to the DA's office, while the DA's office is telling me, go back and talk to Mr. Wirtz. Here we go again.
I'm trying to find out, Mr. Wirtz, what do I need to do to initiate a process of an investigation against Mr. Dennis Keneally for the allegations of him removing court files from the court clerk's office?
I'm not an attorney by any means, and the only thing I could even advise you to would go to the district attorney in that area.
Well, see, they told me, Mr. Wirtz, and I've contacted Mrs. Williams' offices, and this is now, I think, about 7 times, and today, and each time, what they've told me now is that I must contact you to initiate the investigation.
It is a state law, is it not?
I'm not sure.
I believe it is a state law, because the clerk of court's office is a state, I believe, is governed by the state. How would you know that the whatever claim that you have is valid?
Well, because when I conducted an interview with Mr. Keneally on my radio program, I asked him if the court clerk files were ever at his office, and he told me that they were.
Okay, but I mean, can he do that?
No.
Well, how do you know he cannot do that?
Well, I've contacted the county clerk's office there, and I spoke to Carol. I tried to speak to Mr. Jeffrey Schmidt.
You mean the clerk of courts?
The clerk of courts, yes. I talked to the clerk of courts. They said that, no, the files cannot leave the clerk of court's office. And also, I will tell you, I spoke to the Monterey County court clerk's office. They said that, no, the files cannot leave their office either. And I asked them, supposing if the county attorney wanted to take the files from the court clerk's office, and this is the head clerk, she said, absolutely not. Could not be taken out.
That's what I'm saying, Mr. Forte. Is it a state law?
I don't know. I don't know if it'd be a state law. You mean if I should contact Mr. Corti from the Attorney General's office?
No.
All right, so here we go. That was Mr. Wirtz again telling me, and trust me, folks, what you're hearing is another portion of the conversation. I didn't play it twice. This is like a recording that Mr. Wirtz keeps on telling me. Well, what? Is it a state crime? If it's a state crime, then, and no, I don't want to hear any evidence on this. Well, let's go to another clip. Now, remember, this Sandy Gusworth is the chairperson of the County Board of Supervisors in Osage County. They are the ones that foreclosed upon the property of Mr. Stephen Magritz. That was the property was worth about $600,000. They foreclosed on it in property taxes of $30,000. And then instead of selling the property at a foreclosure sale, they decided to turn it into a park. And this Mr. Makritz, what he'd done was, he kept on saying that this Mr. Keneally, the corporate counsel, had removed his answer to the foreclosure proceedings from the file, and because of that, that's why he got this default judgment against him, and that's why he had lost his property. And he kept on going to everyone and asking them to please address this issue. And he sent certified letters, return receipts to all these people out there, including Mr. Wirth, to please take a look into this matter. And when they didn't, Mr. Magritz had told them, if you don't investigate these matters, what I'm going to do is I'm going to file liens against you people. And maybe that would get their attention. So, do we think Mr. Magritz is having a problem out there and trying to get this done? Well, you know what? I think he was, if he's had any type of problem like I've had so far. Let's hear what Mr. Wirth says again about going to the DA's.
I'm trying to patiently talk to you, Mr. Forte.
Thank you.
I'm trying to patiently tell you that if it is a state law that was violated, and I don't know if it has been, but if it is, then you have to take the process to the state, the person that will uphold the state law. And just as I cannot arrest someone for speeding or murder or anything else, it is not I that you're looking for or Jeff Schmidt. It has to be started with the deputy, with the district attorney.
All right, so now we're going to go back to the district attorney again over there in Osaki County, and let's find out what they have got to say. Now, we know they had already told me that I had to contact Mr. Wirth, so let's just hear that one more time again.
DA's office.
Yeah, hi. Miss Sandy Williams, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, Gene Forte from attorneybusters.com.
Let me check and see who's available.
Thank you.
Sir?
Yes?
Is this on Magritz?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we had already told you of a contact name for this.
You want me to contact Mr. Wirth
yes.
to have him prosecute a criminal investigation against Mr. Keneally? And
yes.
This is what Mrs. Williams is saying I should do.
Yes.
All right, so now let's go back to the DA's office. I just wanted to play that clip again for you because I know it's kind of like just you get dizzy, your head will start spinning. But let me play another phone call now, and this is just taking place this last week with the Osaka County District Attorney's Office.
DA's office.
Yeah, hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Amy.
Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Gene Forte calling from attorneybusters.com.
Okay.
Now, here we go again. I have contacted Mr. Wirth. Mr. Wirth said that I should contact you.
Okay, our office is not involved with this, and I have been instructed to tell you that.
Well, Amy, I...
Continually you call, and we're continually saying we are not involved.
No, that is not what's, Amy, I'm not upset with you. That is
no,
not
I'm not upset either.
That is not what...
I'm instructed to tell you that because our office has no involvement in this at all.
That is not what I've been continually been told. Please put yourself in my position out here for one moment, knowing that I'm contacting officials in Osaki County. I'm contacting and speaking to your department. I'm contacting the police.
I'm going to have to cut you off here because rather than waste your time and waste our time here at our office, we are not involved in this in any way, shape, or form, and we've been told to tell you that again and again, that our office has no involvement in this.
Wait, we say
and
involvement?
And I'm trying to be very polite to you, sir, because you've contacted how many people in our office, and we continually say the same thing.
I get this. No, I do. No, you do not.
So
no, you do not. I have every...
Again, we're going to have to say it's phone harassment.
Oh, so you? Oh, wait. Which you're saying now you're saying there's phone harassment because I'm getting the runaround and I have every call.
Ending this call now, sir.
I have every call recorded.
Whoa. Okay. So now I get the old phone hung up inside of my ear, but undaunted, attorneybusters.com calls back again. Just right back.
He just comes and pushes people aside between me and starts grabbing my side. I told you you're not wanted here. Get out. Wait. Excuse me.
DA's office.
I want you to bring charges against me for phone harassment. That's what you said.
Now, sir.
Are you
going to
bring charges against me for phone harassment?
All right, because now I'm saying, oh, wait a second. You're saying that I'm harassing you with my phone calls? Then I want you to bring charges against me. Now, what do I do? She hangs up the phone again. And remember, this is a county official, at the district attorney's office, she absolutely is obligated to take phone calls from the public. Let me play the next clip, because I called her right back again.
DA's office.
This is Gene 40 calling again.
This is silly, sir. I mean, we're adults here, and I'm going to terminate the call.
Please do not sue.
All right, so we're adults here, and she's going to hang up the phone on me. Does that sound like an adult? This is absolutely outrageous what these people are doing. But now this again goes back to Magritte over in Wisconsin. Let me bring you to another issue. They also told me that I should be contacting the police department over there in Osaka County about this. So what did I do? I contacted the police department. So now I know, my listeners out there, that this seems like a tedious situation. But you have to realize there is a man that is in prison right now, sentenced to 5 years in prison. They were actually trying to sentence him to 70 years in prison. And why? Because this man said that he was getting a runaround from a group of officials over in Osaka County about them not wanting to investigate the matter of Mr. Dennis Keneally, another county official in Osaka County, removing court clerk records from the court clerk's office. So, let's be patient here, because you want to know something really. It can happen to any one of us. And they prosecuted this man, this Mr. Magritte, under the guise of being a terrorist, under the guise of a USA Patriot Act. They had him swatted out of his home, the 25-man SWAT team, he and his wife. They got an injunction against him to stop him from being able to file any more papers or documents to try to defend himself. They put him in jail for 262 days. Waiting seen sentencing to potentially 70 years. They impaneled a secret jury on November the 4th. And on November the 5th, they convicted him. And I said, made him online for 70 years in prison. But a call from a concerned listener here in the Los Angeles area caused me to look into the matter. And InfoJustice, what we do here at AttorneyBusters.com, got involved. And when I conducted these interviews with Mr. Dennis Keneally, the corporate counsel out there, the prosecuting attorney, the newspapers out there in Osaka County that did nothing but this smut and smear campaign against this man, I'll tell you what we've uncovered. We've uncovered a corrupt act of a bunch of county officials and corporate officials, county corporate officials, that lead right directly up to James Doyle, the now governor of Wisconsin, and it's directly connected to a lawsuit that the governor of Wisconsin, James Doyle's sister, that's Catherine Doyle, had against a group of pro-lifers called WVCY. I think that's what the name of the group was out there in Milwaukee. And this Mr. Stephen Magritte had actually been subpoenaed inside of that case a year before. And this is something they never thought would become uncovered. And when I conducted these interviews and I sent a letter to the sentencing judge the day that he was going to be sentencing Magritte to 70 years, the judge decided to back off and essentially give him 5 instead. Now, let me play another recording that I have, but I left a message for Mr. Roy Corte, who's the assistant attorney general over in Wisconsin that essentially prosecuted this man, Mr. Stephen Magritte, and the concern that I had regarding what I was going to be doing on my investigation and my concerns over what my phone calls might be called. And this, by the way, took place before the phone call that you heard that I played from the DA's office of them telling me that they thought I might be harassing them with phone calls.
Okay, Mr. Corte, I'd appreciate a phone call back. As you know, you can hear the beeping. As I said, I'm recording all these conversations because I don't want anyone to say in any way, shape, or form that I'm terrorizing people in my pursuit of a conclusion of an investigation of a report that I'm trying to do and present to my people in the news format regarding what took place regarding this issue in Osage County in Wisconsin.
Well, folks, that was Mr. Roy Cordy, and that was my, I guess, was it a premonition that I had here? I wanted to make sure, and I have every phone call recorded on optical discs with the beeping going on so the individuals knew they were being recorded, because I was concerned that I didn't want these people to try to classify me as a terrorist. And let me get down to one of the final clips that I went to the police department back again at Osage County.
Port Washington, please.
Yeah, hi. This is Gene 40 calling from Attorney Busters again.
Just a minute, please. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but after listening to a rendition of Easter Parade and a couple other things for 6 minutes, I phone disconnected. May I have Captain Keller's voice message? Because here's what I need to do. If the police department isn't involved in investigating this matter, and the DA's office is not involved in investigating the matter, and the Attorney General's office is not involved in investigating the matter, can I get authorization from your police department to go out there and enact a citizen's arrest on Mr. Dennis Keneally, the corporate counsel, for removing court clerk files from a court clerk's office?
You want the captain's voicemail?
I'm asking, can I go out there and...
I can't authorize that, sir. Do you want the captain's voicemail?
Okay.
Just a minute, please.
Now, my comment at the very beginning of that conversation about being on hold for 6 minutes, I'd called just a few minutes before then, and I asked for Captain Keller. And essentially what she had done was she put me on hold. For 6 minutes I was on hold. I listened to the Easter Parade. I kid you not, in February, I guess it's almost Easter time. I listened to the Easter Parade, and then I get disconnected. So then I call back again, and I ask her, well, let's see now. Since the DA's office is not involved, the police department is not involved, the Attorney General's office is not involved, well, can I conduct a citizen's arrest of Mr. Dennis Keneally for this crime that he has stated that he committed? And a crime, well, you know what? I challenge any one of you individuals to go down there. I'm not telling you to do this, okay? But I'll just tell you. Go on down to the clerk of court records over there at Los Angeles County Clerk of Courts, or over any courthouse you want. Go in there and ask for one of the files that are there inside the clerk of the court. Put that under your arm and start walking out of that building and see what happens to you. See what happens to you. Because that is a crime. What crime? I am not exactly sure. I don't have the exact statute for it. But I am positive it's a crime. And by the way, my viewing audience, which I'm sure is largely comprised of a majority of attorneys throughout the Los Angeles area and all across the country, what crime did that attorney commit when he walked out of the clerk of court offices with the clerk of court files? Maybe you can give me a call and let me know that.
Whoa,
that was a runaround from Wisconsin. This is Gene 40, attorneybusters.com. If attorneys have an idea what that crime was, give me a call.